AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A suspected gunman is dead, and a community is in shock following a shooting near Roanoke, Virginia, early this morning. It was early today when WDBJ-TV reporter Allison Parker was interviewing Chamber of Commerce official Vicki Gardner live when gunshots rang out. Parker and her cameraman, Adam Ward, were killed. Gardner was wounded and is being treated at a hospital. The suspect, identified as former station employee Vester Flanagan, drove off. Hours later, he was spotted by state police in Northern Virginia.
Virginia State Police then located the Flanagan vehicle on Interstate 66 in Fauquier County and took him into custody.
He later died at a hospital of what police said was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Officials say they are still not sure of a motive, but a fax was sent to ABC News with information police are now checking. Colorado theater shooter James Holmes will never get out of prison. Judge Carlos Seymour has formally sentenced him to 3,318 years in prison. The families of the victims reacted.
We do know one thing. He's going to die in prison. And for us, that's good enough.
12 people were killed, 70 others injured in the 2012 shooting. Walmart has announced it will stop AR-15 and other semi-automatic weapon sales at its stores. It says fewer people are buying them. An investigation is underway to see whether the military might have doctored intelligence assessments in the fight against Islamic State militants. Our Sagar Magani has that story.
A senior defense official confirms the Pentagon Inspector General's office has begun a probe. In a New York Times report, a civilian defense intelligence analyst alleged the U.S. Central Command was trying to exaggerate progress against the militants by altering conclusions of assessments prepared for the president and others. The military says it has been publicly candid about how tough the war has been.
This is AP Radio News. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now up 400 points as we head into the final hour of trading. Meanwhile, a key member of the Fed is signaling there may not be an interest rate hike next month.
William Dudley, president of the New York Federal Reserve Bank, says the case for raising rates next month has become, in his words, less compelling amid economic turmoil around the world.
I really do hope that we can raise interest rates this year because that would be a sign that the U.S. economic outlook is good.
September still could happen.
Let's see how the data unfold before we make any statements about exactly when that might occur.
Dudley is fond of saying he doesn't want the Fed to surprise markets with an increase. Many on Wall Street have become convinced a hike is not imminent. Warren Levinson, New York.
Comments made by GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump are drawing fire again. This time, officials in several cities say there is no evidence to support his claim that gangs in places like Baltimore, Chicago, St. Louis, and Ferguson, Missouri are being populated with rough dudes who are in the country illegally. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
You compare prices when shopping for flights, hotels, cars, so why not small business insurance? At Simply Business, we'll show you policies that fit your business and a range of prices to help you save. Who knew buying insurance could be so simple? Visit simplybusiness.com for your free quote today.